A report released earlier this month reveals some uncomfortable truths about child poverty in Texas. For example, while 1 in 4 Texas kids lives in poverty, for Black and Latino children, it's 1 in 3. As part of KERA's One Crisis Away project, which looks at life on the financial edge, Courtney Collins took a deep dive into the data and joins us now to talk the numbers. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, BJ.
First, let's discuss demographics. A lot of kids live in Texas, period.
That's right. There are 7 million children in Texas, which means that nearly 1 in 10 kids across the U.S. actually call the Lone Star State home. Like you mentioned, this report, it's called The State of Texas Children, zooms in on race and issues of inequality. According to the census, the Texas population is 44% white. This new report shows the child population is 33% white. And the census says 39% of people are Hispanic or Latino. The State of Texas Children says 50% of kids are Hispanic or Latino.
I'm guessing where these kids grow up was a big part of this report.
Yes, researchers explored the concept of kids living in high poverty neighborhoods. Now, these are communities with very few grocery stores. They don't have a lot of quality child care. They have high teen pregnancy and high school dropout rates, things like that. The researchers found even with identical incomes, Black and Hispanic families are much more likely to live in high poverty neighborhoods than white and Asian families. And big cities in North Texas have a really hard time with this. The national average of kids living in high poverty neighborhoods is 14%. In Texas, it's 19%, but in Fort Worth, it's 26%, and in Dallas, it's 37%.
You mentioned Dallas and Fort Worth. Well, what about the suburbs?
When you look at the child population in Texas, families are definitely flocking to the suburbs. I talked with Jennifer Lee, who authored the report. She's with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, and she touched on what's happening in North Texas.
Although Dallas is still the largest county in terms of child population, we see the fastest growth happening in those outlying counties. So in Collin County, in Denton County, along with that fast growth, we see rapid racial and ethnic change.
And the numbers that back that up are pretty interesting. As Lee mentioned, Collin County is growing very quickly. The child population there has actually tripled in the last 20 years. And while a lot of people still think the area is mostly white, it's actually one of the fastest diversifying areas in the entire state. In 1990, Collin County was 83% white and 9% Hispanic. In 2010, it was 58% white and 19% Hispanic.
While we're on the subject of race, what about race and employment? Are there racial gaps with parents holding down jobs?
Pretty big gaps, actually. The State of Texas Children Report found 20% of white kids in Texas live in a household where neither parent has full-time, year-round employment. For multiracial families, it's 31% of children. It's 32% for Hispanic kids and 40% for Black children. And just to be clear, that's permanent full-time employment. Part-time, seasonal, and temp work wasn't considered.
Well, did this report focus on solutions, ways to narrow those gaps?
Yeah, there were some interesting recommendations. For example, research has shown that early college programs, those are the ones that let high school kids get a jump on courses for college credit, are really helpful to minority students and low-income children. Another recommendation is providing more affordable housing in what are called high opportunity neighborhoods. And researchers say making sure people who are getting workforce training also have access to early childhood programs would really help job seekers with kids find meaningful employment.
Courtney, thanks so much.
Thank you, VJ.